Hey, just because everybody gets a sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing doesn't mean you have to go through life with a sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing. Old Spice has a new Below Deck powder spray to help you feel drier and cleaner down below. A new Below Deck anti-chafe stick to help prevent inner thigh chafing. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck.
I knew she would come one day. Seize this power for herself.
This is the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. You're listening to The Instance.
Everybody, welcome to The Instance. We are here talking about World of Warcraft and all things Blizzard. Thank you for joining us once again. It is Friday, October 16th. The year is 2020. It is episode 619. I'm Scott Johnson, and there be Garrett Weinzerl, all the way from Florida. He's represented currently in video form as Arthas Menethil.
It's an improvement.
Yeah, you think so?
Okay. Yeah.
We had some hardware issues today, some camera stuff, so Arthas is sitting in for Garrett. Totally
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, if anyone knows why my Elgato cam link is spitting out an almost entirely black but also slightly red version of my camera that is working just fine, even though I just bought this cam link, I would love to know.
Yeah, fill us in if you have some extensive cam link knowledge. There was just a Windows update, but I think you were having problems before the update. Just a good reminder that you know.
That is correct.
Windows is weird.
Correct.
Sometimes Windows is weird. Best of luck to everybody, though. All right, we got a big show, lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to start with a slight bit of almost a funeral tone to the show with this. We begin today's side quests with the sad news that Blizzard is officially stopping all new StarCraft II content development. That game is essentially done. Here we are 10 years on, and in fact, this is the 10-year anniversary this year. Quite a way to celebrate that anniversary, I would say. This means no more commanders, no more war chests. They say they will continue to support the game's balance and esports needs. To that end, they go on to say in this quote, "We're going to continue supporting StarCraft II in the same manner as we have with our previous longstanding games, such as Brood War, focusing primarily on what our core and competitive communities care about the most." Post goes on to continue. What this means is that we're not going to be producing additional for-purchase content, such as commanders and war chests, but we'll continue to do season roles and necessary balance fixes moving forward, unquote. And in case you're worried, this means the end of StarCraft, the universe. Like, they're done with it. They're going to dust it off, throw it away, and only Morhaime cared about that game anyway kind of attitude. Well, don't worry. They went on to say, we know some of our players have been looking forward to some of the things we've moved away from, but the good news is this change will free us up to think about what's next, not just with regard to StarCraft II, but for the StarCraft universe as a whole, unquote. So you heard it here first, confirmed StarCraft universe, the MMO coming soon to a computer. Probably not. But anyway, Garrett, feelings, you're the StarCraft guy here. You love that game. You got a special connection to it. So How does it feel to have your favorite game get sort of the shutter treatment a little bit?
Outside of watching GSL, I haven't really kept up too much with StarCraft, so I was unaware that they were still making paid content for the game. So this doesn't strike me as a huge surprise. I think they went a little out of their way, it feels like, to flower this up with PR language, and they seem to be bending themselves into a somewhat pretzel-like shape to not make any sort of mention of the fact that they were already thinking about the future for StarCraft and canceled it.
Yeah,
because they had a StarCraft FPS in development and then canceled it, which also led to folks like Dustin Browder saying, you know what, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to Dreamhaven.
Yeah, he was done. He was like, I'm out of here. This has been great. Thanks, y'all, for the good times, but I'm going to go do something else. And you got to think he's doing something, kind of strategy like RTS maybe over there. I don't know. I don't know if he is or not.
Yeah, it's, to me, it makes sense. It's been 10 years, which just reminds me that this is my 10th year podcasting because I started podcasting about StarCraft 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, really, this... it's the cycle of a game. Like we got 10 pretty damn good years out of frequent StarCraft updates, and they're still going to balance update it. Like they're still going to support it like they have, you know, there are other significantly older Blizzard games at this point.
Yeah, that's true. Something to keep in mind that Blizzard doesn't just put games away and say, we're done, servers are down, go do something else. They straight up support their games for years and years and years, decades upon decades. They still support games like Diablo 2 in some ways or another. They've had a patch kind of recently where it fixed kind of a weird old bug nobody knew was in there. And I remember when they put a way to respec in that game and stuff like that. So if you're worried about that, I would not worry about that. The difference here, though, is this is the one interesting change. There was a Battle.net involved in old StarCraft, but it wasn't required to play games with your friends or on a LAN or direct or whatever. If you wanted to play online with people via the service, you could in that very old ancient version of that game or of that service. Now it's different because the entire thing hinges on an online experience all the time. And so I don't know what that means for the future. You know, if they were to decide to turn those servers off, I guess it would take a massive drop in interest from the esports community. But yeah, who knows? I was just a little sad. I was a little sad to hear it, you know, a little bummed out, but at the same time, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Thanks, StarCraft. You've been great.
It makes a lot of sense. Also, this season of GSL is incredible, and you should go watch it.
All right, I will. Next thing I'm doing. After you tell me all about Naxxramas, should I be stoked for Naxxramas again? Once again?
I mean, like, if you are, then you're probably going to be in a pretty good mood because Blizzard is ready to PTR test the Arachnid Quarter starting today. You're going to be able to fight a bunch of trash and also Anubracon, or as I like to call him, not Anubarak. As well as Grand Widow Fairlina and Myxna, who is not just a 2/8 poisonous at tier 6 in Hearthstone Battlegrounds that ruins your day.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to know, because that's what I thought she was. Or he was. No, she was.
I believe Myxna is specifically called out as a girl spider.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. I can't get the trailer to play right. Well, yesterday they tested some. Today they're testing some. It's funny because they went out of their way to say, by the way, this testing's fluid and we don't know if it will change or not. So don't get too excited if we change the dates because it could all change and, you know, we never know. But seems like it's going okay so far. And I know the people in Classic are excited to get their asses handed to them in the freaking military quarter. That's where I always died.
Don't quote me here, but wasn't there a story that said like such a pathetically small percentage of original vanilla players actually saw Naxxramas, and that was a big reason they decided to bring it back in Wrath of the Lich King?
Oh, maybe, yeah. I mean, I didn't either. That's when I saw it was Wrath, and we played a lot in Wrath. We had that thing on farm for a long, long time, and still using some I don't know if I'm using... I have some transmog from them. It's a little fuzzy and blurry now, but I still have it, I guess. I guess we all have what we have, but yeah, I loved that content, but I didn't see it the first time around. So here's a chance for you to see it in the form it was the first time around without the changes, however subtle they were in Wrath of the Lich King, because there were changes, there were differences. And it's funny, we're going to get all into this pre-patch, of course, today. It's our big topic, but I'd forgotten how quickly Wrath of the Lich King content dive straight into, oh, look up there, big ziggurats floating around. Wonder what's inside of those. Ooh, there's Naxxramas himself causing trouble. Better go mow down his minions. Like, there's a lot of that in Borean Tundra, like, right off the bat. And it was kind of fun to feel that. So when I saw the news they were testing this, I thought, all right, I get a little of my form of this. The rest of y'all, you vanilla heads, look, they've got you covered, man. They're going to be testing. If you want to be a part of that, that's today. So check that out.
Elysia.
New cinematic was unlocked with a pre-expansion patch. Put on your big boy Anduin pants, everybody. I'm not going to tell you why, although there's no spoiler there. Let's just say Anduin's in the trailer. But so is Jaina, so is Thrall, so is a bunch of people in very small ways. But you should go watch it if you haven't seen it. It's pretty rad, and it made me really excited because, Garrett, I think we might have a reason to be excited about the Sylvanas story arc again. And stay with me here, because a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this.
All right, don't get my hopes up.
I really believe this. Now, have you seen this trailer, first of all? Have you watched it?
No, because I was hoping I would actually run into the game naturally, but that hasn't happened. So.
It didn't happen to me in-game either, and I've done a ton of stuff yet, and I still haven't seen it. So my guess is GURP will have to see it, because I haven't really done anything with GURP yet. My main, I mean. So he's the one that will probably have to see it, but I've done nothing but alt stuff since the pre-patch, so I haven't seen it either. It is not full of spoilers. It's basically... In fact, it's not really at all. But what I like about it is it paints it in such a way that I think I understand now. So here's what happens in a nutshell. I do want people to see it so they can get their heads around it and really like it, because I liked it a lot. It's done with the in-game assets. So it's like the middle ground animation stuff. It's not full rendered, and it's not in-game. It's that middle stuff that you see that we like, you know, that pops
up
in the game.
The good stuff. It's good just stuff. Taron Gregory special sauce all over this thing.
There you go. That's the one. And it looks like that. And it starts with Bolvar being helped into a chair inside of a ziggurat thing so that he can rest after his power was usurped by Lady Sylvanas, right? So this is just all after she had torn that helmet apart, and he is like sort of scrambling to figure out what the crap was going on. And he basically says, I knew she would come and take that power. That just seemed obvious, and one day I would see her and I would have to fight her, but... She did worse than that. She did the unthinkable, which means, in Bolvar's words, she wasn't just coming from the crown. She wasn't just coming for the legacy of the Lich King. She was coming for everybody, is the word he used. And he goes on, some language I won't quote because I can't, but basically goes on to say, anybody who impeded her, who stood against her, who did anything, they're all... in her sights. And they kind of have a montage of different faces you're going to recognize, people that you know that are here, that live on Azeroth, that still are there, not in the Shadowlands. The way he said it, it finally hit me in a way that it hasn't with her story so far. What are her ultimate motivations? What is she actually trying to do? Is she trying to... in the end, is she going to be an anti-hero and do something good for everything? Is she as evil as we are led to believe? And is she just going to destroy everything in her path? And she just wants ultimate power now and trade for all that was taken from her? Like, that seemed like the binary choice before. Now it's the complicated stuff starting to come into my head. Like, she's just so hell-bent on full, complete, and utter revenge across the board, all the way to the feet of Arthas. As represented by this picture of Garrett right now on our screen, that she is hell bent, literally, because she's going to the Maw and other places. She is hell bent on making all of that revenge happen in one big fat swoop. In other words, her idea isn't just to get back at one or two people, or even a nation, or even even this planet of Azeroth. She is going after everything that has ever wronged her, ever. And she's going to do it from the top down, literally the top being, you know, the afterlife. To me, it took on a whole new tone. So I want you to see it. Everybody who's hearing me say this, I want you to see it and tell me if you think I'm wrong. For me, it injected a ton of fuel into my interest into her story now. And up till now, I was kind of, you know, like, all right, we get it. She ran off. She's not here anymore. She's not doing what everyone thought she was. She does have an ultimate plan, and it is freaking evil, but it is like bigger than we think. And it's not just her being bad. It's more than that. It's a combination of personal, it's macro and micro in like this really intense way. At least this one trailer had me feeling that way when I saw it. So everyone's mileage may differ on this, and maybe I'm insane, but I'm officially jacked for Sylvanas' story moving forward. And I can't wait for you to watch it so you can tell me, Garrett, how wrong I am. Not that you'll do that. You might agree.
I had to play in the background while I was still trying to listen to you. And honestly, it just kind of looks like a montage setup for where most of our named heroes end up at the beginning of Shadowlands. More than anything else, there's not a whole lot of Sylvanas besides Bolvar's voiceover here.
Yeah, but his voiceover, that's
yeah, man, nice. Nobody that has listened to this or anything else, anywhere else I've ever even like breathed the word of World of Warcraft on should be surprised for me to hear me say that the whole direction of Sylvanas is probably the single most disappointing thing for me in World of Warcraft story in modern times.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying my best just not to think about it, because every time I think about where they've taken Sylvanas, it just kind of irritates me. Mm. And I don't feel that they stuck the landing in BFA, so I'm hoping they stick it here, but I'm also just trying not to think about it too much, because I think having expectations is part of what disappointed me so much in BFA.
Right. I understand that. And I wouldn't blame you or anyone else. I was feeling this exact same way. Something about this trailer, though, has me a little peaked. Now, they may still not
stick the landing. I also want to tease you and say that while that was a beautiful description of everything you just said, Scott, it did kind of just sound like you were describing Sylvanas just being bad.
I mean, yeah. Like, I don't think anything she's doing is good. I don't want to say that I think she's going to... If anything I've said has led anyone to believe that I think that Sylvanas is going to come around, you know, and be for Azeroth and save everybody and be this, you know, turn into this Jesus figure we didn't know we needed, I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is still about revenge and personal getting back to everybody. But she just went from
it's about doing all of the same things Arthas did to her and forgetting where she came from entirely.
Yeah, and also doing it on a scale that is so massive that there's no getting away from it. There's no one can hide, and there's something about that that's intriguing to me. This doesn't give me hope that somehow Sylvanas is redeemed. I don't think that's going to happen. What I think happens is, this is way worse than we thought in terms of her threat.
Yeah, I will say the most I've liked modern Sylvanas was her sitting in the throne of Lordaeron, like across it, being a smartass to Anduin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is kind of her at her most villainous, and I am here for it. Just lean into it and stop playing games at BlizzCon by being like, they burnt the tree. Why would they burn the tree? Well, it turns out they just felt like burning the tree.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and some of that, that's the other thing, is some of those events now seem small in comparison to what she might be capable of at this point. I don't know. Like, I just really,
well, yeah, I mean, she's kind of a death god now. So yeah. I would say so, Scott.
Yeah. Like, burning trees is like so yesterday for her. It's like nothing. A tree is nothing. Now we're talking forests. We're talking worlds. We're talking potential existence. We're
talking entire realities.
Yeah. The entire reality of everybody. And that's super cool to me. So I'm kind of all back in on that, even just from that brief glimpse. I will also say, if you're going to have Greymane around, maybe have him in faster wolf form and not old man form when some Valkyrie come out of the sky and steal your king. Maybe he needs to be a little more, you know, a little more on the button, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because just yelling at the sky is not going to do it, dude. It's not going to cut it. Protector of kings, old Greymane.
I'm not sure being in doggy mode would have done much good either.
No, probably not. I didn't think about that. All right. Well, that is what's going on around the periphery of the game of World of Warcraft and other things on Blizzard's plate. But there is a big thing that happened this week, and we're going to talk about it now. Today's main quest, patch 9.0.1, is out. I will very quickly and mathematically go through the things that came with it, the things that it got rid of, and then we'll talk about our experience so far. I have spent a ton of time thus far, well, as much as I could between patch day and today, including right before the show, I was doing some stuff. So I have a lot to say, and some of it big, some of it small and piddly, but all going to be great. And I haven't been this excited for a while about World of Warcraft. You can probably hear it in my voice. We'll get to that in a minute. All right, here's the quick list of stuff that the patch gives us. Allied races no longer require Exalted to unlock. So if you notice that they were available to you during character creation after the patch, that's because they are. You can now go do it. Still bummed that they're not available, just period. They should just be there. Because there's some stuff I never got, or not Exalted, what's one right below Exalted? Honored. I never got honored with.
I believe it's Revered.
Or is it Revered? I always forget.
Yeah.
Sorry. Revered. that I never did Revered with because I said, one day these will be available and I don't want to grind it. Well, guess what? I can't make a freaking, I don't know, stone dwarf or whatever the hell they're called. What are they called?
Dark Iron. It's not going to take you very long, Scott. Just go do the quest. You'll be fine.
That means you have to level up a freaking alt on the Alliance side and then do the quest. I can't just play it.
Do you not have a max level Alliance dude?
No. I have a...
Get on that. What are you doing?
I have a level 45.
All right. Oh, so this is... I've also been sprucing up my alts. I went and dusted off my DK and got to at least a taste of the new leveling system because my DK had not been touched since Legion. Yeah. And so that was where he was sitting, which I believe equated to be level 45 out of the possible 50 right now, post patch 9.0.1.
That sounds right.
And dude, I hit 50 so fast. Like, the new leveling system is hyper efficient.
Yeah, it's very efficient. Even at the lower levels, it's very efficient.
How do you not have Alliance Tune, man? There's some great stuff over there.
I
have
the tunes.
Like,
they're all... I got tunes all over the place. They just...
No. I mean, like, a max level. Like just go do it.
My Horde Alliance, for lack of a better term, my Alliance to the Horde knows no bounds. And I tend to... that's a problem for me over time. Over the last 14 years of this game, I have given very little time to the Alliance. And on this show, famously so. And I apologize, everybody, okay? I apologize.
I'm not looking for an apology. I'm just saying, I think you're going to have a good time. Give it a shot.
Something about, I don't know.
Also, like, I kind of knew this. Like, I realized that there was, like, unequal numbers of, like, new haircuts and whatnot and options, depending on which race you were playing, you know, with everything that came with 9.0.1.
Yeah.
But I was over sprucing up my human paladin, you know, just taking a look how I can change them up. Dude, humans have so many freaking customization options now. It is banana town. Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a lot. It's taken Blizzard a very long time to do this. I'm really glad that they did. And by the way, that's another thing that came in this patch. Just rip through the rest and then we'll get into the nitty gritty. Flying and Warlords of Draenor and Legion no longer require earning their respective achievements. So,
woo!
Yeah, that's a good
thing. I already have them, but woo!
That's a good, good thing.
They are booty.
I don't have Legion. I never got Legions because I was too pissed. I didn't want to do it. No, sorry, Warlords. I didn't want to do it, so I didn't do it.
I didn't get Warlords until BFA.
Yeah, that was a late thing for you. And I was just like, I'm never doing that. Well, I waited long enough. They took it out.
Until then.
But that's not true in BFA. You still have to go do that. Official patch notes are also part of this. Undocumented changes are in there. New Shadowlands login screen, new character creation, which we talked about. New customization, characters, druid form, transmog, all that stuff. Shadowlands level squish happened, so level 120s were squished to 50, and then a lot of interesting averages happening with other unleveled alts. Most of my stuff, even if they were... let's see. So I had like a 115 mage and a 110 something. They're both 45 when I picked them up, which I thought was weird. But anyway... However the averages work, they worked. Leveling changes, the time walking campaigns are in a full effect. We're going to talk a bunch about that in a second. New player starting experience, Exile's Reach is in there. Mythic Keystone Dungeon affix changes, several changes and reworks of existing affixes. Class changes, new and returning spell abilities, and abilities rather. Item changes, heirloom and item changes, and UI changes. What they didn't mention here was the stuff for RTX cards. The ray tracing is in the game. And I'm happy to say, by the way, full ray tracing at whatever their maximum level is available in the game so far. No issues at all. Runs beautifully. No slowdown, no hit to performance. I have a 2080 from last year. I'm running on max everything, 4K. It looks great. No problems. Is it a massive change to the game? No, it's not. Is it noticeable? Yes. Is it more noticeable in certain situations? Absolutely. You know, quests, Garrett, where you're out like on a beach and it's like, hey, we need you to kill like 20 of these helicopters that are in the sky. These freaking gyrocopters full of goblin idiots or whatever. Whatever. It's like you got to take all these guys out and you got to do it with like a rocket or you got to go pick up stuff and then shoot them out of the sky.
Yeah.
It used to be when you do that, you look up, find them or whatever. And now with ray tracing on, all of those are casting their own shadows and at different lengths, different close and far and all that. Different intensities, and depending on the day-night cycle of the actual zone you're in, all of those are on the ground. So you're seeing all of this amazing like lighting, shadow work happening on the ground. And when it hits you, you cut into that shadow, and the light kind of stops at you, and you cast a little bit of a different shadow for a second while that helicopter's above you. Just added like a whole layer of immersion for me. But that's, I would say, that's a rare moment, because for the most part, it's not that drastic. It's, and partly because if they made it too drastic, it just would be a performance hit that would not maybe be worth the work they're doing. So for me, I like it. I like it. It's nice. It's cool that it's in there. You do have to go enable it. It's not going to automatically do it and, you know that your machine can do it. But once I did, I could definitely tell a difference. And I can say that really old content, like early Wrath content, I didn't try BC stuff or any of that, but that all looks better, way better than it did. That stuff doesn't hold up as well as some might hope, visually, but we'll get to all that in a second. So that's all the stuff that came. Oh yeah. Waypoints, map pinning, the whole like icon on your screen saying where to go, all that stuff's in that old stuff. I will say this though, this is weird. So Garrett, you know, when you're in a, I don't know, any kind of quest situation in a more modern, let's say in Legion, you hover over a mob type and you already know you need to kill him because you've got your UI set to show the name over it while they're part of a quest. It's one way to do it. That's how you can tell they're part of it. But when you hover over them, you also get the little tooltip that says 0 out of 10 so-and-so slain, right? So there's like a little hint. Oh, okay, these are the 10 guys I got to kill. That's true through the game, like it always has been. For some reason, and maybe they just weren't in there back then, but none of the Wrath content has that.
You know, funny you mention that, because that's where I finished getting to 50 on my Death Knight. And yeah, I noticed the exact same thing. It didn't tell me what, if it was the thing I was supposed to kill. It didn't tell me if it's the thing I was supposed to kill because I had a drop.
Right.
It was just like it had jack all to tell me on the tooltip.
Which is weird, and because because vanilla stuff has it. Not vanilla like classic, but you know, vanilla zones.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
They have it. And that doesn't, and I can't figure out for the life of me what the heck happened there. It could be a goof.
Yeah, I actually had to read quests. Like, what is this? 2009?
I know. There's a couple of times I was like, wait, which one? Oh, the Fisher guys. Okay, got that. And then I'd go do it. The other fun thing about, there's so many directions we can go here. Let's just talk about that experience. So I started you'll love this. I started a Blood Elf Paladin. Okay. I know you're fond of the Blood Elves.
I'm a tad fond, yeah.
And the Paladin.
That's what I killed Arctis on.
Right. So I started a Rhett Pally. I've never played one before in the entire history of the game. Just never interested me. Finally said, you know what? Let's do it. I played everything else and hunters and mages to death. Let's try something new. So,
by the light, Scott.
By the light, exactly.
By the light.
Very, very cool. So I did that, and he's great. He's very fun. I like him a lot. I don't like Blood Elves, generally speaking, but the new customization features are great. So I made this Blood Elf who looked cool, finally. A little cooler than they usually do. I wish you could change their laugh. That's a different patch for a different day. Anyway.
Disagree, you're wrong.
And every time he has I need a target. Oh, pish posh me. Like, those guys just have a-hole attitudes. But anyway, whatever. So I'm playing him. I do Exile's Reach. It goes great. I was impressed with how Exile's Reach knows who you are, what faction you're with, and what class you are. It isn't just blanket stuff for everybody. It knew I was a paladin and gave me jobs to do where I needed paladin abilities to do them and told me so. So in this sort of tutorial stuff for new players, it would say things like, well, make sure you pop your, what's the shield called? The bubble? Whatever it is.
Divine Shield. What's the shield called that's divine?
I'm new to Pallies. I don't know all their names. So the chick in the thing was like, use your divine shield and go do the thing. I was like, oh, they're getting not like specific with who I'm playing here. That's rad. So I will say, as a new player experience and a way to just get to 10 and go do something, I think Exile's Reach is great. They actually run you through every kind of generalized WoW activity you can think of for the most part, minus PvP or something. But they make you go through a small dungeon and beat some elite trash and then fight an elite elite boss that has abilities that means you have to work together. If you're a healer, they tell you to heal us, your AI teammates. If you're a tank, they want you up there close. If you're a damage dealer, they'll tell you where to stand and get out of the stuff when it happens and all that. Like, that really cool experience up there. I was really impressed with that. A cohesive, complete story about why Exile's Reach even exists. It's a nice standalone tight package. And then you get this screen that says, all right, you're level 10. Where do you want to go? And you can go to do just like the normal thing. Or it says do a time walking campaign, which is what I did. And then you choose which one you want. Or no, you don't. I'm sorry. This is a little bit weird, and I kind of wish they would leave you the choice up front. You do that, and it just takes you to the cinematic where Talanji is having the vision at the, in the lake and or in the ocean, and then sends all the missiles to kill all the Alliance that are chasing him. You know the one from BFA that starts the whole thing when you get to BFA. Then you pull up on dock. You're in BFA, and you're meant to just okay. Now I'm in BFA, and I'm going to do my story here. That'll probably be fine for new players who don't know any better and don't care. I would have preferred they say, hey, would you, you know, which of the expansions would you do, would you rather run through? And it didn't give me that. So what I had to do was go to BFA, hearth back to wherever the hell I was. I don't know where I was.
Would have been Orgrimmar.
Well, Orgrimmar, because they made me hearth there in the tutorial, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The tutorial takes you to Orgrimmar. You follow a goblin around. It's like, yeah, this is the bank. And over here, we keep the freaking whatever it is. And check out this auction house. And he's just like, walks you through that place. Which none of us
hopefully
need.
Hopefully it's faster than that that not quite Voidwalker thing, giving you the Shattrath tour in BC.
Oh, way faster than that, yeah. Way faster. It was over and out pretty quick. And I haven't tried it
on a fresh character, so I can't speak to that, because on my DK, who was far from a fresh character but not max level, it was like, hey, go talk to Chromie, and it was exactly what you want. It was just Chromie's like, yo, where you want to go?
Yeah, and so in this case, it was just he did the tour, and then I got... Oh, I know what it was. He did the tour, and then the quest that came up was the report to the main hall and talk to Sylvanas. She's going to do stuff. I'm like, Sylvanas, what's she even doing here? Oh, right. I'm on a different timeline, basically. So I go in there, and she's like, go to BFA and do shit there and spend way too long in the Voldoon area because it's really boring. And I went because I'm just doing what the game's telling me to do, right?
Well, Voldoon's like the friggin' waste. I can't believe you don't.
No, I actually like Voldoon. I actually kind of like it there. I'm lying about that. Anyway, so I got there and I just went, oh, I don't want this. I want to do Mists, or I want to do Wrath, or I want to do something else. So hearth back to Orgrimmar, rode my chicken, which, by the way, you get a chicken or whatever your race mount, you know, your like initial race mount is. You get that leaving Exile's Reach. They just give you one. It's like, here it is. You don't have to go buy anything. It's just in your bar. You have a mount.
Oh, thank God.
I know, it's wonderful. Great. It's freaking great. Level 10, yeah. I have a mount.
Chatroom, by the way, is saying that they disabled tutorial and that they didn't have to go through that whole BFA song and dance, that they just were able to talk to Chromie and do what they wanted.
That may have changed then. I did it really early.
I was unaware of this.
I did this very early. It's possible that I hit all of that without disabling tutorial first. But also, I wanted to have that on because I wanted them to tell me. I wanted to see how WoW is talking to new people. So we can talk about it on the show. I wanted to see how that was. And I liked what they did, but I think maybe that's it. I think I got handheld all the way to BFA is what happened. Well, anyway, I hearth back. I've got a horse or a bird early, so that's great. Level 10, ripping through town on that bird. And by the way, I will say this for the Blood Elves. Because they got that bird, even though that bird's not running at swift speed, it's running
I would prefer it if you would call it by its true name, which is Chocobo.
The Chocobo. Equivalent in this game. That's funny. I've been playing Final Fantasy 14 as well. I'll have to tell you about that later. But anyway, so I took my bird, which makes you feel like you're moving quicker than you are because it's just little quick steps, kind of like the raptor does. Anyway, I get there. Chromie's there. She's like, hey, what do you want to do, man? So I click her.
I love that Chromie sounds like a goblin in your story. Okay, cool. I'm following.
Finally, Chromie's worth something, man. Anyway, you click on her, and then you can just switch time things, and it does this... And now you're in the new time thing. So I did that, and immediately it was like, get to Borean Tundra and report to Colonel Gromhole or whatever his name was.
It's Gromish.
Right.
Not Gromish. Garrosh.
Garrosh is there.
Garrosh Hellscream. And oh, by the way, so I love that you and I did the same thing, except I did it with a 45, so I was done very quickly. Because if anyone either didn't level through Wrath of the Lich King, like didn't play back then, or doesn't remember, if you are Horde side and you start in Borean Tundra because you have your choice, you could also go to Helling Fjord. But if you do this whole Chromie thing, I believe she tells you just go straight to Borean Tundra.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
The two orcs you report to are Garrosh and Sourfang.
Yep.
And Sourfang has his new model now.
Yeah. And his new armor and everything. He's like just
exactly. Yeah. He looks amazing. And Garrosh looks like a budget, like a 17th leftover orc NPC.
Well, here's the funny thing about it. It's Garrosh's mesh. It's the body of Garrosh, but it's not his armor or his clothes or any of the stuff he has later. It's this old ass Wrath shed he's wearing.
Oh, and to me, it looked like it was just a basic orc, like a player character.
No, he had the full. I looked pretty close. I could be wrong. I may have to go look again. I'm in that same area right now, so I could totally go look. But I think they just took his mesh and covered it with like 2008 assets. I don't know. But anyway, that you're right. You go talk to those guys, and that's weird. It just felt weird. You know, I'm probably working with those.
Did you also do the quest? I just found these inconsistencies so amusing. Mm-hmm. Did you do the quest where you had to go out and you like fought one of those Hygin looking dudes and he had like a bunch of people web wrapped that turned into zombies and
fight them? And yeah.
Did you notice? So there's a big reveal in that quest that, you know, there's one of the cultists comes up who's supposed to kill you, and it turns out it's Sourfang in disguise.
Yeah, he's disguised in there. Yeah.
So the Sourfang in disguise is just a standard green orc player character model in warlock robes, and then it just magically turns into beautiful BFA Sourfang, and it's so funny.
There's a lot of things like that. Like there was, I took my druid and decided, well, where is he going to start when I do decide to finish him off? And he's already higher level, so he'll just, you know, spend a little while somewhere. So I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll do, I forgot where I was going to take him. Now I can't remember. But I can tell you that the guards in Orgrimmar, they're not giving you good instructions at the moment. There's some bugs there. Like, I talked to one of them and said, yeah, I need to know where this is. And he says, oh, that's just in the portal room. The portal to Ashran is not in the portal room anymore. It's not in there. Not Ashran. Is it Ashran? It might be Ashran. But he said to go there. So he still gave me the red marker. He still said, oh, yeah, head to the portal room. It's just down the road and to the left. And I'm like, sweet, thanks, dude. I know where the portal room is. I go in there. No, it's not there. The portal room's different. It's changed. So they got a couple weird little things like that. Not a huge deal, but pretty funny. Some of these inconsistencies are pretty funny. I had a moment with Lorewalker Cho, who I now will call Floorwalker Cho, because... Or Bugwalker Cho, because after I talked to Cho early in his quest thing, he's like, I must take you down the road and talk to you by these things and do an ancient deal. And I say, okay, I'll go with you. That'd be cool. Instead of getting on his mount, he sat on the floor. He was supposed to get on a turtle because later it worked. But in the early part of this quest chain, it did not. He sat on the ground, had his hands out like he's driving a fake little car, and just scooched on his butt the whole way. And like on the floor, like on the ground, just on Cho's butt the whole way down.
Hey, listen, dude. I mean, you have a dog. Sometimes your butt itches and there's only one answer.
Yeah, he had a tail hanging out, if you know what I mean. But anyway, so there's a lot of little things like that, which are pretty funny. But
so have you finished? Have you maxed leveled during any of the time walking?
No. Level? So here are the things I experimented with. I went and got to level 17 so far, 18, whatever it is on the Pally. And I'm still in Boreal Tundra. Also, it's fun to do Boreal Tundra because I never did it before. I only did Howling Fjord back in the day. So,
oh God, I think Wrath of Lich King was the most max level tunes I ever had. So I had done all of it so many times.
Multiple times, yeah. For some reason, I just never did Boreal, because a lot of people at the time called it Boreal Tundra. It's Boreal Tundra out there. Go do Howling Fjord.
I remember, do think the Alliance have a much more interesting introductory experience to Boreal Tundra than the Horde do.
Yeah. Probably, but we went, I really liked Howling Fjord. I loved all that. And I loved the music out there in particular, but, this is good to see new stuff. It's just, it's new content I've never seen. So this,
you know what I did and gave me like old school instance flashbacks was, while I was out in Boreal Tundra trying to finish leveling my Death Knight, I was just, queued up for dungeons the whole time. And so it threw me into, I can't remember the Howling Fjord dungeon name suddenly, Utgard Keep.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, friggin' what's his name at the end? Just yelling, oh, paper, blood. Like, I was just like, oh my God, I am suddenly back in figure drawing class listening to the instance.
Oh, I can't wait to do that again. I haven't done that instance since that expansion, but.
Also, the other thing was like, I was too lazy to figure out how blood spec worked again, because usually I'll tank dungeons and I'm like, just whatever. I'm just going to level and I'll queue up as damage. And dude, there are so many people leveling right now and running dungeons. I found, as a DPS queue, I found a dungeon in 4 minutes.
Oh, that's great. That's really good to hear. Yeah, I wonder how that's spread across the different expansions. If they're all, I mean, I have to assume that Wrath and Mist are probably the two heavy ones, if I was to guess. I don't know. Depends on the player, but if I had to guess, those two are getting a lot of love. They're getting a lot of love from me, so I'm a little biased. But
I feel like if I knew when you started playing, I could probably guess when you were leveling, because I bet some BC heads are going back to Outland.
Yeah, I've heard from a few that are like, I'm going to Death Knight, and I'm doing it out there, because that's where it belongs. And like, all right. Okay, even though it technically belongs in Wrath. But anyway, so here's the other thing that I noticed while I'm out there. The questing in Borean Tundra is a lot more like vanilla questing. And I don't mean that it's like boring or it's the same stuff over and over or anything. I don't mean that. I just mean structurally, they weren't doing wacky shit yet, really. They weren't like stopping in the middle of something going, all right, get in a plane and start dropping stuff. There was some of that, obviously, in BC even, but it wasn't. It's very straightforward. It's like, you need to go kill 10 of those. And by the way, they're tightly packed. So you're going to get like swamped by 6 of them at a time. And you might even die out there. Like, there's a lot of that going on, which is great. I'm actually enjoying that. And he's doing good. So I got him. So experiment number one, level 17 Pally, running through Wrath of the Lich King. I will do that entire expansion with that character. Number two experiment, take the mage, who is technically 45 now after the squish, out to Missa Pandaria. See how things are holding up out there. The mage is a panda, so I thought, why not? Perfect place to go. Man, Pandaria is as beautiful as you remember it. It absolutely, visually, 100% holds up. I don't know the last time people were in there or not, but it is gorgeous. The music's gorgeous. The look of it is gorgeous. Everything about that expansion is so freaking polished and beautiful that it's not that I'd forgotten, but man, it was nice to be reintroduced to it. And also, I just feel like that game really started hitting its stride with quest design and moving you through the zones in a way that was, you know, just felt natural. And you knew that when you were done with that guy, that goblin, and you got to go talk to this Hosen leader, that it was just, it's just very clear where you needed to go, not in a handholdy way, but in sort of a flow way. And it just really flows well. So I played a ton of that and got like 4 levels on him. And he's almost dinged, and I'm not even out of Jade Forest, so that's kind of a bummer, because I kind of want to see all that. Anyway, then I thought, what happens to GURP, my main hunter who I will play in Shadowlands first? What is he doing in this? So I went and grabbed him. Talents are reset. Got to go do those. Okay, cool. What else? Got a bunch of stuff in my bags that is useless now. Don't need it anymore. Clear out my bags. Let's get rid of my bags. Found out I was still missing a 30 slot bag slot or larger. So I went and bought one. So I'm screwing around in town a little bit. And I thought, oh, barbershop. Let's go do that. Tons of new cool stuff for the orcs and barbershop. Like awesome war paint, wicked. Like one of my eyes looks like it's been gouged out and it's all white and dead now. And my other eye's good. I got shock red hair. I just look like raging freaking GURP. It's great. So that stuff was fun. Played around with all that. Then I thought, well, hey, can I just go run, you know, Legion with him in this time walking campaign thing? Cause I know he's 50, but can he just go do it for fun? Can he just go choose it? And while we're waiting for the patch, you can just go dick around out there and get some, well, I don't know.
Yeah. That's kind of why I was asking you if you had finished leveling. Cause when I hit 50 out in Borean Tundra, so I like did maybe 20 quests and 2 dungeons. And I went from 45 to 50.
Oh yeah. The dungeons are probably what did it for you. We'll get you there quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, once I hit 50, Chromie just gives you a countdown. Doesn't matter what you're doing. It's like 1 minute and you will just be sucked the crap out of here. Like, oh, wow. I was like, oh, that's a little abrupt.
Yeah.
So
I would agree.
I would assume.
So you can't. So what you're saying is you came to the same conclusion I did. We just did it from 2 different ways. I took an already 50 and tried to do it. And Chromie says when you do that, as she says, hey, you're great. You're awesome. And oh, what's going on with the sky? And oh shit, here comes Shadowlands. Be ready, hero. And that's it. There's no option. There's no go start anything. There's no do any of that stuff. I was a little bummed they don't have a way for me just to go time walk an old expansion with a high level character. Cause who cares? Just scale it up, throw the gear away. Who cares? Just go, you know, just go run it, have fun, whatever. They don't do that. I also don't know. So here's the one experiment I haven't been able to do yet because I just haven't had time. Can I take this paladin who's level 17 and done with most of Tundra? Can he go to Chromie and switch to another thing? Yes, he can. And he'll start, let's say, BC. So let's say, oh, yeah, I want to go to BC. He can do that. Go talk to Chromie. I've now switched timelines. I'm now in the BC thing. I go run BC. And it starts at the beginning of BC at the portal and all that. Here's what I don't know. Can I take that pally after playing a bunch of BC and say, I'm going to go back to Wrath? Will it do that, A? B, will it start me over in Wrath or put me where I was? I don't know. I would hope.
No clue.
I hadn't even thought about
what you just described.
I just hope it puts me where you were when you left it, because I like that flexibility of to be able to just go where I want when I want. But I don't know if it resets everything, so it's like, get to Borean Tundra and talk to Garrosh Hellscream. He's pissed. Like,
oh no! Can. I mean, I would imagine because of the way World of Warcraft works that it would keep track of the quests that you completed, and it looks like Ivanix in the chat room is saying that that is indeed the case.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I didn't have a chance to try it, and I couldn't find it anywhere on Reddit or anything, so I couldn't find a confirmation on it. But that's very good to hear.
I'm also curious. Like, what if I just like now my DK is 50. Time walking is over. If I go back out to Borean Tundra, I'm assuming the quests I did are done.
Oh, they should be done.
Like if I turn on low-level quests.
Well, they'd have to be for achievements, right? I think mm-hmm. so. I think you're probably, so, yeah. They'd probably have to be.
Yeah, I'm sure it keeps track of all of that.
But that's why this has been a fun experiment for me, because you don't realize how complex this can get. Like,
yeah, there's all sorts of like weird little ramifications and knock-on effects,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like overall, I got to say like my overall experience with this patch has been wildly positive. Like I really, like I just want to go all crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. It feels great. And I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I know some people are going to be like, bah, it's no big deal. We need the event and then we need the new expansion. This isn't that big a deal. I think this is actually a huge deal, and it's a big deal
for me. There's enough, I think, to tinker with in terms of just the way classes have changed mm-hmm. and whatnot. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's stuff you can do with your max levels if you want to go do it. But I'm as disappointed as the next guy.
I was reminded of how not great BFA's fresh max level tune experience is, because I did run around this morning while drinking my coffee, unlocking world quests and the war campaign locations on the other island. Uh-huh. In BFA, because I'm like, man, this DK has some busted old gear. I need to freaking gear this guy up. So that's not wonderful. But I mean, once you're there, I still found it interesting to, you know, try and figure out, you know, how it works. And I'm infinitely more interested in the single target Frost DK than I am the old school Breath of Syndragosa build. Mm. And so far, it seems interesting. Not that I'm even close to well geared to be able to
take advantage of it, yeah.
Figure out if I can hang with the big boys or not, but
yeah, there's
plenty of stuff to still tinker with and figure out.
I will say this though, and I don't know if it could just be me and the fresh coat of paint. I don't know, but taking that panda out to Panda Land and maging it up as a frost mage, I swear frost mage feels really, really good right now. And I played a lot of frost mage over the years since vanilla, and I have come and gone on it and been hot on it and then off on it. My favorite kind of fantasy driven mage sort of thing is like a frost mage. That is my jam. Like if I'm going to write a book about a mage, he's going to be frosty. He's going to shoot ice out of his hands. That's what's going to happen. Way more into that than fire. And so I want that to feel good. And for whatever reason, whatever changes they've made, the rhythm on that character feels so good right now. Just feels so freaking good. Can't really put my finger on why, but it does. All right. What else? Pandaria. It's beautiful. I want to play through that whole thing again. I do. What I wish would happen is I wish this character where however far it gets before it dings and finishes, I wish I could take another character in where that was and continue on. Cause I don't want necessarily just keep redoing it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
So maybe what I do is I just stop doing that and take him out somewhere else and then bring somebody fresh into Pandaria because I haven't actually been there that long.
I almost want them to like take it even one further and like let me just keep questing and finish off the entire expansion no matter what happened, no matter how many dungeons I did, no matter how far ahead of the leveling curve I climbed.
Yeah.
And like start letting me gear up through just finishing the expansion, like really crank up the item level of the gear that you get or something. Like I realize there's a lot of considerations there, but I like what they've done so much with time walking that I almost wish I could continue doing it. Although I guess the only time it really matters is right now, because eventually it'll just be, well, Shadowlands is here. Go to Shadowlands.
Right. No, you're right. But, you're totally right.
But right now, boy, do I wish I could just gear through Northrend.
It's a right now problem, and it's a after you're a little sleepy on endgame problem. And then we're going to be talking about this again, because we're going to want to be talking about alts again and all that. So I'm really, really pleased with what they've made. Very, very positive on it. Seems to be kind of the general feeling with everybody. A few login hiccups on day one, but other than that, smooth sailing, no problem there. I was sure that RTX was going to slow things down, but I really wanted to see it. It didn't. It looks great. I just don't have anything bad to say about it. Like, I think this was the, I can, and this actually justifies, in my mind, they had a delay, which nobody wanted. Everybody would like to have the game earlier, but, you know, it is what it is. And so the fact that they were like, but we're still putting the pre-patch out, seemed kind of like small potatoes until you realize what this is. This is a complete this is more than Cataclysm was, in my mind, especially on the sort of just underlying system of the game. Than even Cataclysm.
Yeah, Cataclysm was a cool new coat of paint with also some pretty major quest changes, but this is such a major overhaul to the way that we play alts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just crazy. So I love it. Really, really love it. I'm having fun like it's new again, and that I didn't expect. And what's funny is I was going hard into the last few weeks. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy 14, just trying to get my head around that and see why people love it so much. And I think I get why. It's a very cool game. But as all MMOs go, they've all got pieces of WoW in it. And when I get back to what I love about WoW, it's like, okay, I'm good for now. Final Fantasy 14. I'll come back to you, but I'm going to spend a lot of time in this. And ironically, it's like it's not even like the event. We don't even have anything yet. We have this trailer is the closest thing we have to anything Shadowlands related. The rest of it's just sort of stalled out once you hit 50. But I don't care.
We'll get a tune, though.
Yeah. You know, it won't be that long. I still say November sometime. Before zombies
are chewing on you.
Anyway, there's lots more to say. I can't think of it all, but we'll have more as time goes on. All right?
Yeah, I'm pleased as punch. I like alts, and this is just like the biggest gift that alts have been given in a very, very long time.
I like questing. I like reading quests. I like finding out new stuff. I like seeing weird moments. I'm getting to do that all over again. And in Boreal Tundra, I'm getting to do it for the first time. So it's like a new game. It's weird. All right. That'll be that. Hey, just because everybody gets a sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing doesn't mean you have to go through life with a sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing. Old Spice has a new Below Deck powder spray to help you feel drier and cleaner down below. A new Below Deck anti-chafe stick to help prevent inner thigh chafing. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Time for rapid-fire questions. This is where we ask each other a set of questions, six in all for each of us. They come from you, and the job is we can't think too hard about them. We have to just answer them right from our gut. Garrett, I'm going to ask you your questions first. Are you ready?
We don't adhere to this very strictly.
No, I don't, but I'm going to try today. I'm going to try really hard.
All right.
Here's your first question. This comes from Badger Lord on Kargath US. Says, how many hugs from Arthas would it take for you to ever go back to Warlords of Draenor?
I like Arthas as a villain, not as a friend. None. I don't want to go back to Warlords of Draenor, and I don't want a hug from Arthas.
I wouldn't mind questing there. I think Patrick may have been right last week. It's a decent questing zone. It just gets real bad after that. Really? Really?
I disagree. It is just the same flavor the whole time.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I almost picked it yesterday, but I went with something else. All right. Next one. John from Florida. The Florida server, he says. Is the jailer Mancrick's wife, and where is Mancrick's wife?
Well, apparently in the maw.
Yeah, although he spelled it Mancrick's, but he meant Mancrick, I think.
Yeah, you know Mancrick. Yeah, that's my favorite Star Trek captain.
There you go. Mega Priest on Elder Thalas says, which lore character do you think has the best fashion sense?
Ooh. Oh, oh, damn. Oh, shit. I need to think about this one. That coat. I'm giving it to Greymane. Greymane's got a great wardrobe.
I'll give you that. I also think
Kael'thas gets it. Also, it is resilient. How many times has he turned into a worgen? That coat's fine.
Kael'thas gets a nod, but it's also, it's out of control fabulous. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much.
Yeah. Oh, gee, anyone with great coats. Kael'thas, Jaina. Greymane. I like coats. I like magnificent robes.
BFA Jaina. It's a good look, BFA Jaina. I like it. I'm going to go with that.
I would follow her into battle.
That's right. We got one here from John. Nell Server, he says, what was the real reason for delaying Shadowlands release? Controversial reason. What do you think?
The team still needed to get geared up for next Ramus and Classic.
Nailed it. Apparently, a lot of them play Final Fantasy 14. So my theory is they were over there messing around. I could be wrong.
It turns out a lot of Blizzard employees, avid gamers.
Yeah, they like video games, turns out. All right. Ben from Draenor EU says, do you think Blizzard should reinstate the experience and reputation buffs now that Shadowlands is delayed? So they took those out, but now with the delay, maybe put them back in so people have that.
Reputation, yes. XP is, I think, so unneeded with the new leveling experience.
I tend to agree. Yeah, you don't need those boosts.
But go ahead and put the reputation back in. Reputation for me has always been the grindiest grind to ever grind in World of Warcraft.
And I'll say this too. It's what I love about this new early game. I feel like I'm progressing at the pace I'm supposed to. And I don't mean just speed, like when new abilities are happening and how often that is. And when I ding, is it satisfying because something happened? Did I get something out of it? That's happening so much better now than the mess they were left with before. All right. Final question. This is Sethos from Earthen Ring. Worst hairstyle in the game as of now, like as of pre-patch.
I don't know. Throw a dart at any of the original human haircuts.
There's some real anime bullshit going on with the
some
with
real
the
bad ones. Scott, have you seen the new human mustaches, however? Because they are phenomenal.
Really? Did you put one on in your barbershop?
Oh, yeah. My paladin's rocking it right now. Also combined with the beard. And I love that mustaches and sideburns and beards are all individual pieces that you can mess with.
Yeah. This is stuff they should have done 10 years ago, but I'm really glad they did it.
I'm sure lots of folks listening are like, I played X MMO and they have so many more customization options. Listen, within the world of Warcraft, this is huge.
Yeah. For WoW, yes. The line is low. The bar is low for WoW and customization. We got there, baby. We finally got a baseline that is like reasonable and you can even brag about it a little bit. So enjoy.
Every night elf I have has a Teldrassil burn scar now.
There you go. Nice. All right. Give me mine. What do you got?
All right. I also pulled a question from Badger Lord, who wants to know which of the WoW main characters would most likely come from Utah.
No. Wait, which characters from which? What do you say? Say that again.
Which of the main World of Warcraft characters would most likely come from Utah?
Okay.
Who in Warcraft's from Utah?
Bane Bloodhoof. He's in southern Utah, lives among the Red Rock down there. Beautiful place, just beautiful red deserts. That's where he come from. There you go.
That's
a good answer, I think.
Kunko wants to know, should Worgen have the option of a tail on their character model?
Yes. Yeah, there's no other answer to that. Yes, you should have that.
I'd like to think all Worgen have stubby boxer tails and they just tuck that shit into their underwear.
Yeah, I like to think that, but it's not necessarily true. But yes, the answer is yes.
Neon Penguin asked, what is the rumored Warcraft sequel about?
Rumored Warcraft? You mean like an RTS rumored?
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Oh.
There's been a lot of rumors about that. Actually, I wasn't on the show last week, so I don't know if you brought it up.
We didn't talk about it because it seemed a little too in the rumor side, not enough verified stuff, but it's worth bringing up. Okay, so if I had to guess, they're not going to mess around this time, and they're just going to go straight to the Arthas story.
I hope so. Movie.
Like, what else are they going to do? This is the thing you do. What, are you going to have another little, well, before all that, no one cares. Get straight to Arthas. Go. That's your movie. That's your best shot.
F it. Do it. Just make it Henry Cavill. Just do it.
Yeah, do it. He looked great in the Photoshop poster. And he said he'd do it. He's down. He almost lost the Superman role because he was raiding with his friends and he didn't hear the phone.
Boy, that I would have been okay with that.
I would have too. No, he's fine. The Superman is not his fault. It's the way he was written and what he had to read and those movies themselves. Henry Cavill, perfectly fine Superman. Wrong
actually,
movies.
I don't mind. I can. This is an unpopular opinion. I can do Man of Steel. I can rock some Man of Steel.
Sometimes, I mean, it's better than the other two.
Yes, very low bar, but yes.
Yeah. All right.
D&D Bard asked, if you could have any of your Animal Crossing villagers as the next war chief, who would it be?
What's the name of the little frog with the huge eyes?
I know what you're talking
about. I don't
about.
Know his name. Hold on. Frog Villager. Jer in Animal. Yeah, we're going to find out who this is. Yeah, there he is. This is Frog. Oh, there's a ton of them, but the one I'm thinking of has got the weird face. Oh, this wiki is ridiculous. I'm not going to find it, but there's this frog who's got like big green, dark green lips that's got the biggest, goofiest, stupidest eyes, and I don't know his name, but he's my man. Let's get him in there. I'd fight him.
Well, the 3DS one, what was that, New Leaf? Katie still checks in every once in a while to make sure her weird little purple bear villager, Rodney, hasn't left yet.
All right, Rodney. The big bad of Warcraft, the next expansion. I like it. That's solid.
At Korrath with a C, important distinction to make on this network, go-to sauce to dip nugs, wings, etc. in.
Oh, if it's available, blue cheese dressing. I'll put that on anything. And that used to be, the answer used to be ranch. Before that would have been like barbecue sauce and honey mustard or whatever, all the boring stuff. But I have graduated way over here to blue cheese, and I don't know why. I just love it. Blue cheese on everything. Cover a steak in it. Put it freaking on. Whatever you got.
What? Okay. All right. Back it up.
You've never had blue cheese on a steak. I don't just mean the dressing, but like, you know.
No. Really? I don't put anything on my steak.
Oh, man. You're missing out. Blue crumbled blue cheese.
Purist.
Like real, like the
purist.
Good stuff. Oh, it's so good.
Just give me dead cow and give me a bloody.
All right. Give me dead cow or give me death. Nice.
Exactly. Finally, Scott, are you ready for the most important question, the hardest question that I always save for last? You know I always save the really hard-hitting ones.
Yeah, you do hours of editing, so I know. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and Neil Hetzel asks, does Jaina have milk breath?
All right. Quick backstory. Whenever I would watch Friends or anything with Jennifer Aniston in it, my assumption is that she has milk breath. And by that, I mean just kind of sour, drink milk earlier, but then just been like talking all day. I don't know. I don't know why it comes from anything. She's fine. She's fine. There's nothing wrong with her. She just has this. I for whatever reason, it's in my head. And I've mentioned this in some shows, which is why this is coming up. So, by the way, I heard back from somebody who used to work in craft services for a Jennifer Aniston project. He couldn't say what show it was. It was probably Friends. He wouldn't say. He said she had horrible coffee breath. Close enough, I say. Close enough. Anyway, because she drank coffee nonstop. Just blah, 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 blah. All right, so the answer to the Jaina question is no, probably not. I think Jaina. I hold Jaina at a certain level of perfection that is not realistic. And I think that, you know, the rest of the world, all of us, you know, we got to crack off a fart. We got occasional bad breath. You know, we have our problems. A little wax build up one day. Little hair hanging out of something the other. Not Jaina. Jaina's in a rarefied space for me.
Jaina is always has it together despite the hardship she faces.
Just prestidigitate herself out of any kind of milk breath problem.
Plus, mages conjure water, so right. They would just kind of have like no real odor to their breath. I mean, I guess they make also like a ton of bread and whatnot. So.
Except my panda. He probably stinks. I'm thinking my panda.
Well, you know. Not as bad as the floor around Cho, apparently.
And so. He walked, I don't know, a mile and a half of game space on his butt in the dirt. It was the weirdest thing. And he wanted me to take him seriously. Yes, the Big Yin Gong used to run this town and make all the people, we hated him and they ruled with an iron fist. I'm like, dude, you're on the ground. I can't take you seriously, Cho. Get up. Stand up, you bastard. All right. Well done, everybody. Thanks for your questions. We grab those from you every week. I usually send out a little link. Garrett has a hashtag. You'll hear about it because you'll follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, hashtag RapidFireScott. These are questions for Scott, not for me.
Right.
Stop it with the Arthas and Green Day questions.
Right. The ones I do for Garrett are not via hashtag. They're a website. Go to theinstance.net/questions. That way we keep all this separate and nobody sees each other's thing. And I don't cheat and look at the hashtag. I have the hashtag blocked, so I can't see it. That's how... adherent I am to these rules.
How serious we take this. Listen, we don't want to corrupt the integrity of the milk breath questions.
No. Well, who would?
Mr. Johnson, I have questions.
All right, good. Well, Chris Metzen has questions. Also, to answer a quick Chris Metzen question, I told everybody last week that I would be interviewing Chris Metzen and putting up a extra episode of me talking to him about a very big deal coming up for him. And It's not up yet. And you're all wondering why it's not up yet. Because there was a small delay, uncontrolled by me or him, on the other side of part of this stuff that's part of a possible announcement on the show. So we're holding it until next week. And I promise it's coming. It's not going to not happen. But they just got a little delayed on the other end of this thing. And so we're just, don't worry, we got it. Okay, I'll let you know.
Ooh,
it's going to be rad. About? It's going to be good. That's all I'm saying. It's going to be good. Okay, let's get to this email. Theinstance@gmail.com is the email address. Jeremy Mitchell wrote in and said the following. He said he got a weird email from Walmart and says that he's getting his copy of the Shadowlands Collector's Edition on the 13th, which is now just a few days ago. Here's what he said. Hey, Scott, I thought this was delayed. I'm attaching my confirmation from Walmart stating it arrived at my house today. We shall see. Now, I didn't get a follow-up from him, and so I'm asking for it now, and I also asked for it in the email. What happened there? Because he did indeed. I looked at it. It's this big Walmart email. It says, congratulations, your collector's edition of World of Warcraft Shadowlands will be there at such and such time. No signature required. Whatever. Here's your confirmation number. It's all set. That doesn't seem like a delay to me. Unless those things don't have anything in them but a code, and then that code won't work until the game's out. That's probably it. Right? It
yeah, just occurred I've to me. I've seen members of our community already getting their collector's editions. Joey Image already got one. I saw him on Twitter with one.
Oh, so that means that there's nothing in there to install. There's no discs
anymore. Yeah, there's no point anymore.
Oh, yeah, duh. I should have thought of that. I didn't even think of that. So he probably did get it. In my head, collector's editions always have discs because that's what you're partly buying. Is you're buying yeah, this physical thing.
I didn't buy one. I got to say, I'm kind of bumming now. Like, the box is rad. I didn't know it was coming with an art book, which means I'm going to have to go eBay hunting.
Same. I did the same thing. I pushed it off because I thought the last one wasn't that great.
Yeah, and I just got the digital version.
It's kind of a bummer. But anyway, let us know what you think of it, though, Jeremy. I'm sure what you got is a code, and the code just doesn't work yet. So good luck with that. It's actually probably easier for Blizzard. See, that way they were able to still hit their dates on collector's sets, but not having the game ready, it's still not a great look. I don't know. Like, this stuff is complicated. I hope it's sooner than later. We still don't have a new date. I still it's say fine. November. It's got to be November, dude.
It's fine, man. This is the Blizzard I know and love. Delay everything until it's perfect.
That's right.
Just keep delaying it. I'm fine. It's cool. You know how many more alts I want to make?
That's right. Just keep it coming. All right. That's
good. I love this patch. I'm pleased as punch with World of Warcraft right now.
No, I'm stoked. That's the most excited. Like I said, and I mean this, I'm more excited right now than I have been in a while, a long while. And I think it's two-pronged. The pre-patch exceeded my expectations in terms of addressing what I feel like playing right now. And it really did. Like, everything I wanted out of that, I'm getting it. Unlike, you know, BFA promised me things with stuff like islands. I thought that was going to be what I wanted. It wasn't. You know, I was let down by some of those features. This isn't even a feature. This is just like, hey, what if this all felt new again and you could go do it new again and it's actually a reasonable way of doing it new again? And, you know, because that's what I want to do. That's what I want. That's why I even picked up Final Fantasy XIV. I just want a quest. I just want to have fun. I want to build a character. I want to play an RPG. And, getting to do it with an old friend like World of Warcraft feels real good right now. So that's number one. Number two, Shadowlands shaping up to be pretty freaking rad. So even if they completely blow it on the back end again, fine. Right now, they're giving me exactly what I want. We'll judge all that other stuff later when it happens. Covenants might be terrible. I don't know.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Let's go start Alliance Tunes.
Okay,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Start Alliance Tunes and fix the world finally once and for all. That's going to do it for today's show. Patrick was not able to be here today, but we do wish him well. Not Patrick is his Twitter account, so make sure you follow him. I'm at Scott Johnson. Garrett's at Garrett Art. The show is at Instance Show, and there's other stuff going on around Blizzard that Garrett covers on things like The Angry Chicken and Into the Nexus. You want to mention anything that's specific this week?
There's so much going on, Scott. We just got a balance update to Battlegrounds. I think the meta might still be kind of broken and a mess, but nonetheless, they're working on it. And then they announced that next Thursday, they're announcing the new expansion for Hearthstone, a brand new game mode for Hearthstone.
Jeez.
And a major system update to Hearthstone. All of that's getting announced in a week, and we are, I'm sure, going to talk the living crap out of it on the Angry Chicken. Plus, if you just want to hear about the balance changes that happened in Battlegrounds this week, we have a brand new episode about that right now. Go find the Angry Chicken wherever podcasts can be found.
Nice. Thank you all for being here. It's great having a live audience for those at home. We record on Fridays right now at 12:30 Mountain Time. So if you can make that, we're always happy to have more live folks here. But we're also happy to have you listening no matter where you are and helping us out and supporting us at theinstance.net. Check out our support system over there. Consider joining. That Metzen interview will be a bonus episode for those folks and for everybody. I'm so excited to put this up. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, more on that before next week's show. In fact, you should have it before next week's show. That's the plan. If it doesn't happen, reach out to me on Twitter and yell at me for making you get all excited and then have it not happen again. I'll take the credit. It's fine. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Garrett, and for all your brand new shiny tunes, we'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes, get more at frogpants.com.